6:21 is the time. This is the Hard Line. We have the usual crew in here today. Our producer, Dan Paul Bayless. Rich Phillips, who's not so usual, I guess, with the ticket ticker. Grooves at the helm. The Cobra is here.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Good.
This is Corby.
And doing traffic today, we have Doyle King.
I'm Doyle King.
And it is now time to meet Doyle King.
Now, you were met earlier today, right?
Yes, I was.
As the morning show decided to introduce you, and I hear it was highly controversial.
Really?
Not to mention explosive.
No kidding.
Yes. Many emailers about your performance on their show today.
And what a performance it was.
Now,
obviously,
you understand that there's a slight obsession on this show with you. I don't know if you've noticed or not.
Well, I kind of have. I've been told that you've turned me into a drop when I'm not here.
And mm-hmm. You're always here, Doyle.
So
you're kind of a cult hero on this program.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
All right,
I didn't know it until now. So.
Now, I'm somewhat familiar with you, although I don't recall our paths crossing back in the day.
They never did. You were over at the zoo, and I was at Q102, and...
But I knew the name, for sure. And when I heard that Doyle King was doing traffic today, I thought, I wonder if that's the same guy, and sure enough, it is.
Yeah.
So, where have your pad travels taken you since then?
Well, before then, I worked at Cliff 1190 when they were still playing music back mm-hmm. in the late 70s. Mm-hmm. Went from Q102 over to the Smooth Jazz Station and spent 11 years at the Oasis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Laboring in obscurity.
It's all right. You had a gig for 11 years.
I damn sure did.
You know? What time are you on?
Midnight to 6.
Ooh.
So you were the overnight guy at the Oasis,
yeah.
Huh?
And the fill-in guy. You know, that guy goes and he does the morning show and the midday show when everybody's sick or on vacation or whatever. Then I went over to Clear Channel and I was a production director there for 5 years until they fired me last June.
Mm.
I've got my own production studio at home.
You're a radio veteran.
I am. I've been in this market
for what you do.
30 some odd years, yeah.
And now you're just doing traffic?
Yeah, that and producing at home.
Producing at home?
Yeah, do a lot of auto spots.
You got a lot of voice work to do, right?
I don't have enough. So if anybody out there needs a voice, mm-hmm. here I am.
And with pipes like
I'm Doyle
those.
King.
Why not?
Now, how old are you, Doyle?
51.
Married?
Yes.
How long?
18 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, lots of kids. I've been married 3 times.
Oh, Doyle.
But this last one has made it 18 years.
Oh, yeah, this one's stuck, man, you know.
I'm kind of on the road to living the Doyle King dream.
You really are. I can't wait till you...
Except you can't make one make it 18 months, let alone 18 years.
I you know.
Can only pray in 10 years that you sound exactly like Doyle.
What do you mean, having pipes like that?
Yes.
I would love to have pipes like the great Doyle King.
Well, are you a smoker?
Not cigarettes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, right.
Well, double your intake. Maybe you'll get some pipes like these.
So do you,
I don't know.
You smoke?
No, not anymore. I stopped. I quit. I quit on September 1st because I bought a 26-foot Sea Ray, and that's how I made up the difference in payments from my 21-foot boat to the 26. I stopped smoking.
Gave
so did
cigarettes.
My wife. Yeah, I gave up cigarettes. And that makes up the difference. You know, God, it's so expensive, too. And I feel better.
How much were you smoking at your peak?
Pack a day, 2 packs on a day on the weekend.
That's a lot of... How many are in a pack? Like 20-something?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Was the first thing you did wake up and smoke a cigarette?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
First
Can you imagine
thing,
that?
No.
Yeah, first thing. What's the first thing you do? Is light one up. I mean... You know, it's habit. You want that nicotine. You haven't had any in 8 hours.
So did you smoke, like, when you were a DJ at the Oasis? Could you smoke in the room?
When we first started there in 90, yes. But then non-smoking went away pretty quickly after that, you know. And it was a long way down to the 20th. You know, if we were up on the 20th floor for a while, we were in the Sherry Lane building.
What is the smooth jazz version of Freebird? Where you might be able to go smoke a cigarette or perhaps go evacuate your system.
Oh,
if you need.
Russ Freeman and the... I mean, you know, all those smooth jazz songs were 6 minutes long.
Oh, perfect.
To begin with. It was only through some consultant's brilliant idea that we cut out all of the improvisational middle of the song and turn all these things into mush of 3 minutes.
You hate consultants?
Yes, I hate consultants.
Do you hate that smooth jazz?
No, not really.
I liked
listening to them live.
Yeah.
I love the live performances. What we played on the radio was schlock. You know.
Did you have good times back at Q102 in the
yes,
day?
Yes, I did. If you listen to the morning show, you know. We had some good times there. You were over at the zoo. You know what kind of times we had.
Wait a minute. Who was on?
Ron Reiner.
He's dead.
Who were you doing the show with then?
At the Q?
Yeah.
Oh, just myself. I was the weekend warrior.
Oh, you were?
I did three shifts on the weekend. I pulled an 18-hour day on Friday. I went in at noon, then got to bring in the weekend party ready for Redbeard, set that up, worked that, then went out to the Sportatorium, put the Sportatorium on the radio.
Do you hate Redbeard?
Do I hate him? No, I don't hate him. He's hard to work with. That's all I said.
Did you ever have words with him?
Not really.
He's a tiny man, isn't he?
Yeah, he's about 5 foot. Maybe four. Five.
Who are your wild time buddies over there?
At Q102. At Q102? Yeah. Well, what do you want to talk about all the old days for? Let's talk about the new days.
No, let's talk about the old days.
Well, you know John Michaels.
You bet I do.
The overnight delight.
The OD.
You guys ever burn one together?
Who, me and John?
Yeah.
Can I say that on the radio?
Sure.
Are you going to get in trouble?
No.
Okay, we did.
Now, I also understand you had some sort of other narcotic problem at some point in your life.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it on the morning show.
I didn't hear it.
Okay, we didn't hear this.
I got off onto that damn crack cocaine before anybody really knew anything about it and lost everything I had in 30 days. Now, I didn't have a lot. You know, a few
now,
thousand
when was this?
Dollars. And, well, where, this was over two decades ago.
In the 80s?
Where were you? Yeah, were you at Q102 then?
Part of the time. I quit. Andy Lockridge called me into the office. And he said, "Hey, man, I think maybe we should have a parting of the ways. What do you think?" And I went, "You know, Andy, I think you're right." And I walked out.
And went and got you a big rock.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe Doyle King was a crackhead.
But
for 30 days, you lost everything you had?
Yeah. Like I said, I didn't have much, man, but I was on the street. My wife, Connie, she saved my life. She saved my life, man. 18 years we've been together now, you know. But she pulled me up from rock bottom. I don't know where I'd have gone. I might have gone to prison, man. You know.
Well, how much money were you spending?
Everything I had.
Like daily? What was a daily?
I don't remember. I was spaced out.
So you didn't even have a home or anything?
Not at the end.
What'd you do? Crash with friends and stuff?
Yeah. Live on couches.
Now, where'd you meet your wife at?
You know, I met my wife at the wrestling matches.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's where most people meet their wives.
We got married at Poor David's Pub.
You did?
Yeah, at a Rusty Weir concert.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Sounds like a great lady.
She is.
Saving your ass.
She is. She did. She pulled me up from nothing, and I love her to death.
So can you drink and stuff now?
Oh, yeah. I can drink. I mean, I just, you know.
You just quit crack.
That's some bad stuff.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Yeah, don't do crack. Man.
Thanks
crack
for the
is,
advice,
crack
Doyle.
Is, crack is bad.
That's great advice.
That's the first time I've heard that.
Really?
I've heard such wonderful things about crack for so
until
long.
Now.
Yeah, I was getting ready to do it tonight, but you know what? Your story has inspired me.
I drove a wrecker for a few years between radio gigs.
Who hadn't?
Right? That was different. I don't know. You ever drove a wrecker?
How'd you fall into that?
When I first got out of high school, I went to work for a company in Carrollton. At like 17 years old, I'd get out of school and I'd go and I'd drive in the evenings.
Where'd you go to high school?
I worked for them, Coppell. Back when it was a tiny, tiny little town.
Okay. What classification was it when you graduated from there? Like 2A or 3A?
Oh no, 1A, barely.
We
only
1A?
We only had 125 kids in high school. Wow. I graduated out of a senior class of 21.
What number were you? Do you remember?
Rank? Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm probably in the top 10. Maybe outside the top 10.
You smart?
A little bit.
Were you smart back then?
Yeah, but I didn't try.
Did you go to college?
No. No. I got my license and went into radio.
God!
If you could only go back and do it again.
You know?
But it's too late now. Here I am.
So how old are your kids?
I've got kids that are 27, 23, 22, and that's all. And I've got one grandbaby.
Really? Wow. You're a grandfather.
Yes, I am.
Grandpa Doyle.
Mike has some advice for you if you are a grandpa.
Yes.
Grandpa bought a rubber.
There's a reason for that, too.
Granny's got gonorrhea.
Oh.
All right, Doyle, I have to ask you this because Groobs and I were talking about this earlier. When you come in here and do traffic for us and maybe the morning show, I don't know what their scene's like, but, I mean, are you, like, looking around going, what in the hell's going on in here? I mean, it's not a normal run radio program.
But were you familiar with the ticket when you first...
Well, sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I didn't know if you were a listener or not.
You guys do.
You know we're a bunch of jackasses.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why I was pleased that you didn't, you know, stomp me into the ground when I came in here.
Just the opposite.
You know?
You're on the highest of high pedestals right now.
And I appreciate that. I thank you guys, you know, because...
Sure.
I've heard horror stories of what you do to some people.
Right.
So are there a lot of hot girls over there at the traffic scene?
We got some hotties, you know, ones that are on TV, sure. You know, we provide traffic services for the television stations, and they don't come over there very often, and you should see Laura Houston.
Oh. Nice
really?
Piece.
Oh, yeah.
Who does she work for?
She does traffic for BAP.
And has for about 20 years.
Yeah, long time.
Yeah.
Her and Monty Cook. They're a husband and wife team.
Yeah.
He flies in the plane, she flies in the chopper.
Wow.
All right, it is 6:33 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What should we do?
Well, what do you mean?
We got to play some commercials, Holmes.
Well, yeah, I know that, but next, what should we do?
We should do community quick hits with Doyle King.
All right.
Instant feedback.
Community quick hits and instant feedback with Doyle King next. Coming up Saturday.